Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller and Chloe Milas. You know that name from CNN, entertainment correspondent. She's got this passion that bridges her chosen field with the legacy of her late grandfather, Frank Murphy. Now, okay, this is going to all tie together here in a second. So last year, Chloe and her family visited the set of Masters of the Air, Tom Hanks, Steven Spielberg, Apple series coming in, actually just coming up next month. And her grandfather is the basis of the character featured in the series and played by Jonas Moore. And she, along with her mother and grandmother, has kind of gotten behind this reissue of Frank Murphy's 2001 memoir. We've talked about it on the show before. Luck of the Draw, My Story of the Air War in Europe. And this is all fascinating stuff. Chloe Milas joins us here. Chloe, how are you?
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is fascinating. Now, I can remember when this book came out, and it was a big deal because this is one of those really rare first-person accounts of somebody that experienced extreme combat, and your grandfather did such a great job with this. How did you kind of come to know about this and really kind of get behind it?
Look, I mean, my grandfather wrote this when I was growing up, and I knew that he was working on a book for the family. But it wasn't until I was in my college years that I read the book, and I really was like, wow, I mean, so many things I thought I knew, I didn't know, and it's so incredible. And he didn't talk about these experiences to his four kids right after the war. It wasn't until decades later when he was, you know, ready to open up, and I think it was a therapeutic process for him. And when my mom and I found out a few years ago that he was going to be a supporting character in Hanks and Spielberg's Masters of the Air, we looked at each other and we said, hey, you know, it's out of print. He basically self-published it. We need to get this available for anybody that wants to learn more about the 8th Air Force, specifically the Bloody Huntress, and maybe about my grandfather's story, because there is going to be a renewed interest in this, and there's going to be a whole younger generation of people that are going to learn about what these guys went through, and I wanted to have this out there as a resource. So it comes out Tuesday, and I can't believe it's finally here. My mom and I, we wrote the foreword, and I'm just so excited.
Yeah, and you know, what's interesting is we've had Tom Hanks on this show four times now, and every time he comes on, he could not be more supportive of veterans for the military, and you know all the work that he's done toward that Band of Brothers, and you know so many others. But you met him on the set?
No, I've met Tom Hanks before because I've interviewed him for projects that he's done because I'm an entertainment reporter. But when I went to the set, no, he was not there, but I've gotten to know so many members of his production company at Playtone, such amazing people. They've gone to such great lengths and so much money spent to get the story right. And when I went to the set in England, it was unbelievable because, you know, those prison camps, they don't really exist anymore. I mean, I've been to Fort Babbitt, the Air Force base that my grandfather flew out of, that's now a museum run by a sweet couple named Ron and Carol. But I saw Sawlog Loop 3, right? I walked through it as if it's built to scale. I mean, it's these sets are so big, they were an hour apart or more.
Wow.
So I didn't get to see all the sets. You know, but they rebuilt B-17s from scratch. I mean, the whole thing is just crazy. I can't wait for people to see it. It's so neat.
Yeah, that's the one thing, though, with Tom Hanks, that he, especially when it comes to the military and anything military-themed, he wants to get it right, exactly right. And we've had discussions about the details of that. And, I mean, down to the last little bit, you know, he wants to make sure that everything is authentic. And it sounds like he did that, you know, with this, too. We're talking to Chloe Milas here on the National Defense and the book Luck of the Draw that comes out this week, My Story of the Air War in Europe from her grandfather, Frank Murphy. And you mentioned the Bloody 100th. Let's talk about he was a member of the 100th Bomb Group, one of five B-17 bomb groups sent to England in the spring of 43 to form the new 4th Bomber Wing. And it was some of the bloodiest fighting of the war, right?
Yes. And, you know, my grandfather, he had wanted to be a pilot, but his vision just wasn't good enough. And so there was a desperate need for navigators, as you know. So he agreed, and after some training, he went over to England, and he flew 21 missions and shot down on his 21st mission over Munster and remained a prisoner of war for the next year and a half.
Wow.
And You know, I was actually just came across the other day some video of my grandfather in an interview talking about being shot out of the airplane that was reported for the Mighty Air Force Museum down in Savannah, where I've served on the board of directors actually for the last almost 10 years. You know, this is not a subject that I just recently became interested in. This is something that I sort of went on my own mission in my 20s. When I moved to New York, I went and I listened to Don Miller speak, who wrote Masters of the Air,
right.
You know, the New York Times bestselling book that was optioned for this series. And I became friendly with him. And that's when I started going to these 100th Bomb Group reunions. And I have found a whole family, you know, and to be able to have my grandfather's memoir out there, it's not about my grandfather. I mean, it is, but it isn't. I'm excited to shine a light on the 8th Air Force. I'm excited to raise money for veterans. And I'm just so happy that my grandfather put pen to paper, literally, spent a decade researching this book. I mean, it's not just a book, right? I mean, he did methodical research. It's really well done. And I'm just glad that it's there, right? Because yeah. We all forget our past. And to have that on paper is great for anybody out there who wants to learn. And also, it's not just for people who like military history. You know, it's a story of resilience.
Yeah, and you know, some of the things that he talks about in the book are so, he does such a great job describing and kind of painting the picture of all of this. I can't wait to see it on the screen. I mean, just the navigator part where he's talking about, you know, climbing aboard this B-17, this vintage B-17, lugging a briefcase crammed with maps, charts, books, paper, pencils, drawing instruments, a handheld calculator, and strange-looking optical instruments. I mean, you might as well have had a globe in there, right?
I know. And, you know, if you knew my grandfather, you'd know that he was such a calm person. So you couldn't have picked a better person for this position because he just had the right temperament and he was just so smart, right?
Right.
He's kind of not, he's kind of like the perfect person. It's like you'd hate
yeah.
him. Because he's just, he was the captain of the football team, class president, good-looking guy, but soft-spoken, no enemies, just a nice guy, always there to lend a helping hand. And you heard people say, you know, it was my plane, but it was Frank's crew. And I thought that that was just really special.
Yeah.
And things that I've read. But, you know, it comes, you know, if you look at what they went through, I mean, you know, the Holocaust and things like that and those types of extermination camps. I mean, that was evil, right? Like that was bad. So if you compare what my grandfather went through, it's like a country club compared to that, right? And obviously he lived. But when you do just dissect what he went through, if you isolate what he went through, you know, near starvation, dysentery, lice, he had pneumonia. At the end of the war, he had lost, you know, over 50 pounds.
Wow.
His parents didn't know for quite some time whether he was dead or alive. His dad was calling the White House every single day, furious with the president, and wanted to know where his son was. They eventually got a telegram that he was a POW. And, you know, my grandfather, one of my favorite stories is insane, but going from one prison camp to the other, Selog Loop 3 to Selog 7A, that march to Moosburg in the snow when the Russians were advancing and the Germans knew the war was close to over. And so they transferred the POWs. And
oh,
it's
wow.
this harrowing death march. And, you know, my grandfather said they were dropping like flies all around him and that they were begging each other to carry on. And I have one of the shoes that my grandfather wore on that march.
Oh, wow.
It sits in my office. Yeah.
Oh, man. You talk about inspirational. I mean,
that's the one thing I'm not giving away, actually. So call me selfish, but we've given everything on loan to the 100th Bomb Group Foundation and the Mighty 8th Museum, as well as Thorpe Abbott has a bunch of stuff. But that's the one thing I'm keeping. I think I'll just keep it for the family. It's really special. It signifies the will to live.
Right. Right. And overcoming every obstacle that's thrown in front of you. And I understand that, I guess, Gary Sinise served with your grandfather, or his uncle served with your grandfather.
Jack, right? And Gary, he just tweeted about the book. So I was so happy. I've interviewed Gary a bunch about his foundation. And so that was really sweet. I mean, you know, I've become really good friends now with former Energy Secretary Rick Perry. He's my dude. He's my fellow Texan because I grew up in Dallas.
Right.
And I just love him. What a neat experience. I wish I could tell my grandfather all the friends I've made because
right.
of him.
Right.
The family I have. chosen family. It's really cool.
I'll bet he knows. I bet he knows. Chloe, this is very exciting. Luck of the Draw, My Story of the Air War in Europe, reissued as of this week, and I would encourage you to not only get it, and then it'll be like your manual for Masters of the Air, which is coming up on Apple Plus. So, Chloe, thank you so much for the time. Thank you for bringing this back to life, too.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.